This is Between the Lines on ESPN Ithaca and the ESPN Ithaca app. Yes, it may be May the 28th, but we can still chat Cornell women's hockey here on the ESPN Ithaca airwaves because, in my eyes, when you have the number one team in the country right here in our own backyard, you talk about them any chance you get. And we'll chat with Jamie Bourbonnais, senior defenseman for the Big Red, in just a hot second. But the Big Red, of course, finishing the season with an unbeaten conference record in the ECAC, 28 wins, 2 losses, 3 ties overall on the season. And this was a group that really had high expectations and national championship dreams that were obviously cut short because of COVID-19. But yesterday, Jamie was named the Charles H. Moore Outstanding Senior Varsity Athlete Award winner during the school's virtual senior banquet and award show that was held last night. And she joins us here on ESPN Ithaca via Zoom, like everybody else is doing, social distancing at its finest. Jamie, thanks so much for the time. Congratulations on this great honor of being named the Senior Varsity Athlete of the Year. What does something like this mean to you to wrap up your Big Red career?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously an incredible honor. And I said in my speech last night, you know, as a freshman, I never could have imagined that this would ever be possible. You know, when you're a freshman, you look up to your senior so much and you have such high hopes for your career going forward, and to be honored with this award is absolutely incredible.
You know, we'll do a little bit of reflection on this past season and also your career, but you kind of alluded to it that you never really saw this kind of level of success coming. Where do you think it came from, though? How were you able to be one of the most prolific players, not just for the Big Red, but also in the entire country?
I think there's a lot that goes into it. The first thing that comes to the top of my head is just having fun. As cliche as that sounds, I had so much fun at Cornell, and I really bonded well with my teammates and had so much fun going to the rink every day. And I think that was kind of the key to our success as a team as a whole, like including my success individually, just because I think I wanted to be at the rink every day and I wanted to work hard for my teammates. And it definitely helped me individually as well as team-wise.
We're chatting with Jamie Bourbonnais of the Cornell women's hockey team, first team All-American, recently named the Charles H. Moore Outstanding Senior Varsity Athlete Award winner with Cornell men's hockey's Yanni Caldas. I do want to go back to a couple of months ago because I can't imagine what it was like for you and your teammates when you heard about the news of everything getting canceled. The emotions, I'm sure, were just a roller coaster because it went from, okay, you're playing these NCAA tournament games to now you're playing them with no fans to now you're just not having a postseason. I can't imagine what that was like for you and your teammates when you found that out. Can you kind of go back to that moment when you found out and how you found out NCAAs was canceled?
Yeah, definitely. It was absolutely heartbreaking. I was sitting with a couple of guys on the men's team in our shared Harkness room, and we were kind of chatting back and forth about the possibility that it could be canceled. And all the girls that were on my team felt really optimistic that it wasn't going to be canceled because we only had one more week. We had 3 more games left. So we were very optimistic that, you know, they were going to let us play them out. Only one more week. There might not be any fans, but that's okay. We can at least play the games. And as soon as I walked into my dressing room, one of the girls on my team just looked at me and said, "Did you hear?" And I looked around and everybody was crying. And I went to my phone and checked Twitter and immediately just started crying and went and sat with my teammates. And we sat in silence for probably a good 20 minutes before the coaches came in and kind of gave a little bit of a speech. But I'll never forget that feeling. You know, it was definitely heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking to lose in the ECAC championship game, but that was a feeling like I've never felt, just the feeling that we didn't even get a chance to play for what we really wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, for it to be just snatched away from you like that, I can't imagine what that was like. What was Coach Darragh's message to you and the team and maybe some of your fellow seniors as well?
Yeah, he was really upset about it too. Obviously, he loved us as a team and had a lot of faith in us. And we all believed that we had a really good shot at winning the national championship. And obviously, it was definitely heartbreaking. And it would have been really hard, I can imagine, as a coach to find the words. You know, it's such a different circumstance. I don't think anyone's ever been through anything like that. So he was definitely at a loss for words as well, but he just kind of reassured us of all the amazing things that we did throughout the year and tried to remind us how great of a season, how great of a team we were, and that we all still had each other to lean on during that hard time.
We're chatting with Jamie Bourbonnais of the Cornell women's hockey team here on BTL. And that's something, what you just brought up there is something that Coach Dara brought up with us here a couple of months ago. I know that's something Coach Schaefer kind of brought up a couple of months ago when we chatted with him of the men's hockey team, that, hey, the season was taken away from you guys, but in retrospect, hopefully you'll be able to appreciate what you were able to accomplish this past season as a whole, in not necessarily focus on the negative side of things. Do you feel like you've been able to get to that point where you can kind of reflect on the positive and not necessarily hold on to the negative of the NCAAs getting canceled?
Yeah, it definitely took a while.
Yeah.
It was really, really difficult at the beginning to try to look at the positives, but obviously we did have an incredible season, a record-breaking season, and a lot of positives came out of it. And now, you know, looking back at every highlight video, it brings me to tears almost because I realize how special our team was. I'm really, really grateful that we had the year that we did. And obviously it didn't end well, but I'll always look back and think, wow, what a great year.
For you, if I'm not mistaken, it was kind of a little bit of a double whammy, wasn't it? Of bad news, because NCAAs got canceled, but then you also found out, if I'm not mistaken, just before that, that Women's World Championships was canceled, right?
Yes, correct. I found out that the World Championship was canceled during the ECAC Championship weekend. The World Championship being canceled.
So I hate to be the one who's bringing up this bad news again, but, you know, what was that like for you, having to deal with two monumental hockey moments in your life just being taken away from you?
Yeah, when the World Championship was canceled, I was obviously very upset. I was really looking forward to it, but I still had my championship to play for in the ECACs and the national championship.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was definitely upset, but I still had something to look forward to and something to work for. So when, you know, that was all taken away, when the whole national championship was taken away, it all really hit me at once. And I realized I don't have hockey at all for the rest of the year. I don't have the World Championships and I don't have the national championship. And it was heartbreaking. It was a lot to realize at that one moment. But obviously, you know, there's nothing that you can do. And again, just trying to look at the positives and being proud of myself for being named to that roster and being proud of my team for having such a great year at Cornell.
Yeah, I'd believe it. We're chatting with Jamie Bourbonnais of the Cornell women's hockey team here on BTL. Of course, winning All-American honors this past season, guiding the Big Red to a 28-2-3 overall record and an unbeaten record in the ECAC. Let's try to get a little bit on a positive note here, because I'm sure this year's team was the best in your opinion during your 4 years. What is it that made this team so good and so much of a record-breaking team?
Yeah, that's a tough question. Again, there's so much that builds up to it and that goes into having such a successful year. I think the biggest thing is everybody just wanted to do well for each other. You could really feel that in the dressing room. Everybody was in it for the team and we all had the same goal. It wasn't an individual thing at all. Everybody accepted the role that they played so well and had so much fun at the rink that it just made the environment so positive and we were able to thrive and have a great year together. And it's something that I'll always look back on and miss and wish that I could go back to the beginning.
At what point did it click for you that this team would be this good? Was it a particular game, particular practice? Was it a morning skate? I mean, when did you figure out, okay, there might be something special brewing with this year's team?
I think, honestly, obviously, I realized at the beginning of the year that we were strong. But I think it was the game at Princeton that I really realized, wow, look at this team. You know, it was a tough situation. Our game got delayed by an hour. We were already warming up and then informed that the game was going to be delayed. So we were going through a bit of adversity and trying to kind of figure out our schedule. And it's always hard playing down at Princeton. Obviously we have a big rivalry with them and
yeah,
it's a hard rink to play in. And I think coming out that game and playing our hearts out and everybody contributed and everybody played so well. I just looked around the dressing room and realized, holy, like we have an incredible roster here, an incredible team, and we're going to do great things. And sure enough, we definitely did.
Your play was so impactful for 4 years. You were named an All-American this year. You helped your team to a number one ranking. You're going to go down as one of the best teams in Big Red history. But for you, what kind of legacy do you hope that you've left on the program? And maybe the legacy that you hope you've left for the players that are still a part of the Big Red team?
Yeah, that is a tough question. I think the biggest thing that I hope that I've left my mark on is just the team culture in general. Hockey can be very stressful, and especially when you're on a top team, you know, you have a lot of pressure. I always try to have the most fun I can with the girls and kind of have a positive attitude at all times and have high energy and upbeat. So I think that's the key to success in my eyes. And I think that's why, again, like I said before, why we were so successful. So I hope that, you know, that positive energy and my ability to have an upbeat energy and be enthusiastic at all times, I hope that that continues within the team environment for sure.
Jamie, before I let you run, I got to ask the question probably a lot of people want to know is what's next for you? What can we expect for you and your career down the road here?
So next year I'm joining the PWHPA. I'm going to be playing in Montreal, out of Montreal next season. So I'll be training with them and then playing with Hockey Canada throughout the next year, and in hopes of getting centralized in 2021. And then obviously the ultimate dream is to go to the Olympics in 2022. So I'm going to keep working hard, and hopefully I can come back down to Cornell and visit. But in the meantime, I'll be kind of striving for those goals.
Imagine another Cornellian playing for their country in the Olympics. I feel like we might be seeing it. You never know. Jamie, thanks as always for the time. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on what's been an incredible and illustrious career. You deserve it, okay?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.